Dan Glessing from Waverly, Minnesota. We run a dairy farm with my family. We also raise dairy steers and cash crop, corn, soybeans, alfalfa. Serve as vice president of Minnesota Farm Bureau.
Dan, one of the central themes this year, and it probably was a pretty big topic last year as well, the farm economy and some of the stress that farmers are dealing with right now because of tight margins. And in your situation, you know, I keep hearing about how rough it is for dairy in particular. So maybe talk a little bit about your situation on your farm, but then also what you're hearing from other farmers too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a long-term thing with dairy right now. From what everything I'm hearing, we're going to have to adjust our break-evens, or we're in this for the long haul is what I'm hearing. And certainly it's not fun, but we got to try and see our way through it. And if we can't, it's one of those things where how long do you hang on? But we'll try and make the adjustments to get that break-even a little lower so we can stay in the business.
So without getting too deep into the weeds, what do some of those adjustments look like on the farm?
Well, just making sure that your cows are producing as much as they can with what you have there. That's our biggest thing is focusing on the production end of it. And, you know, that involves reproduction and getting everything, hitting all your marks, so to speak. So that's what we're going to be focusing on, trying to make sure that we're in it for the long haul.
What's your sense, and you're in a leadership position, so you're able to communicate with a lot of members across the state. What's your sense as far as how farmers are generally feeling about their situation, about the future of agriculture? I'm sure it varies. It depends on the person. But overall, what are some of the moods out there?
Well, I think it's if you talk to enough farmers, you realize that everything is cyclical. And some cycles are longer than others, and some are more painful than others, and that's what we're in right now is a pretty painful cycle. But there's hope with you know, removal of tariffs and trade, you know, creating trade deals that things are going to get better, and that's kind of what everybody I'm hearing from is holding on to.
It's been a wet year, especially across the southern swath of the state, and for you, whether it was, you know, your forage needs, your crop production, how did the weather impact this year for you?
Well, it was a challenging year, I guess, is the best way to put it. We were blessed with good weather when we needed good weather to get our crops out, and we also have the luxury of, for instance, on alfalfa, chopping the crop that I wanted to bale instead and then baling the next crop. So that's kind of a nice thing that we can do as a dairy. Fill up the bunker first and then worry about baling later. But, you know, harvest was challenging, but we weren't, in our area, we were better than like southern Minnesota.
Yield-wise, hearing most every farmer say that it was extremely variable this year. Was that the case on your farm?
Yeah, I guess beans for us were a little disappointing. Corn is kind of where we thought it was going to be. I guess not a bin buster in our area, but it was satisfactory.
In this fall, we've had a lot of moisture and snows in the forecast this weekend on the dairy with the livestock, handling the animals and how they respond to the seasonal transition. How's that been?
That's, you know, the nice thing with dairy is you've got to prepare yourself for 365 days a year, and they handle it pretty good. We've been through this before. It's every year, you know, so the cattle end of it is not much of a change. It's the getting the crop in, getting the ground black is our biggest challenge.
Last question I have for you, Dan, and when you look at membership in Farm Bureau, you're on the younger end of the spectrum, and you see farmers and members that are in their, you know, 60s and 70s, and then you have some young men and women that are in their 20s that are just getting started and they want to be involved in the organization. Do you view yourself as kind of a bridge at times between the older and younger generations?
You know, I got that question earlier today at the meeting, and I do. I think one of the biggest challenges we have in Farm Bureau is that older spectrum and the younger spectrum, trying to bridge that gap so that we're one voice for Minnesota agriculture, and that's something that we kind of strive for, trying to listen to the more experienced farmers and also the youngers and getting that one voice so that we can be on one, you know, going forward with one front.
So what do you hear most most commonly from the younger generation? What do you hear most commonly from the older generation that you're kind of marrying those messages together to maybe find some common ground?
Yeah, it's just all over the board. You know, it's what you would think of. The younger members are more want to get things done right now, and the older generations are kind of relaxed in their attempts of what they want to see done. And it is tough to find that middle ground, but we'll get there.
Anything else you want to make sure we talk about today, Dan?
No, I just want to thank you for your time and keeping the message out there.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.